caution. It is important that you consult a physician and a trainer or coach before you begin. You should have a medical checkup before starting any exercise program.
Welcome to Youth League Baseball.
The purpose of these videos is to assist you in teaching and coaching baseball to your players. We are going to demonstrate to you the fundamentals of fly ball technique, correct catch and throw technique, ground ball fielding, making the play, good fielding position, ground ball technique, backhand fielding, throwing out the runner, and so much more. These fundamentals and drills are suitable for players ages 8 through 15. We hope you find this information useful and beneficial to your team and players.
Good luck with your game. Let's go play some ball. Ready?
Great! Come on. Let's go, guys. Get those gloves out. Come on. Get right to work.
Important note. Before you view each drill, take into consideration that the skill and fundamental development of each player will vary. We will demonstrate both correct and incorrect examples of drills to show common mistakes that are made by many players. And remember, repetition equals skill.
This is the ready position and the drop step for outfield play. The purpose of this drill is to teach players how to run back on a fly ball or to get around a ground ball properly. As you see, our players are in a good ready position on the balls of your feet. An outfielder does not have to be as crouched down as an infielder. He could be upright. He has a little more time to react to the ball. Still has a nice rocking motion on the balls of his feet, staying nice and loose. The reason why we have our weight shifted from side to side is so that when the ball is hit in either direction, our player is easily able to run in that direction. Now the first drop step we're going to work on is the drop step from your glove side. We're going to go step by step. So all I'm going to say is ready position, and I'm going to say step one, and you're going to drop step glove side. Okay, here we go. Step one. With this step, our players have cleared a path so that he can run for the ball. The ball is hit over his left shoulder. So now he's got one step on the ball. As soon as the ball is hit, you have to decide where the ball is going to be. Is it over your left shoulder, your right shoulder, or is it directly over your head? And you have to make that adjustment quickly and drop step to where you think the ball is. Step two, now our player has turned his back to home plate. That's the proper way to go back on a ball. In order for you to run back on a ball properly without hindering yourself or getting yourself tied up, you must turn your back to home plate. Step three, go get it. Running with the glove, come on back, gentlemen. It's very important that the player, while running back on the baseball, uses his glove as an extension of his arm and does not hold that glove out there and run after the ball with the glove wide open. That's gonna slow the player down. Instead, we wanna keep that glove close and just make believe it's part of our arm and run with the glove. Very important. Also very important for our players to run on your toes and not your heels. Because if the ball is in the air and you're running on the heels, the ball will seem to be bouncing. And it's very difficult to catch a fly ball that's bouncing. So the three-step process, ready position. Step one, clear yourself a path, the drop step. Exactly what it says. drop step. Step two, find the ball, and step three, come on back. Excellent job. Now that's drop step left side or glove side for a right-hander. Let's drop step right side. Ball is hit over player's right shoulder. So we're going to drop step with our throwing side. Number one, clear yourself a path. Pick up the ball. Number two, turn and start going. Looking over your left shoulder and picking up the ball. And number three, go get it. Running with the glove. Come on back, gentlemen. Excellent job. So it's going to look like this, gentlemen. Ready position. Ball's hit over your glove side. Go. Drop step and go. Come on back. Excellent job. We're going to go to our throwing hand side. Ready position. Ball's hit. Go.
Good job.
And back.
Good position.
Ready position. Ball's hit over your throwing hand side. Go.
Good job.
Very good. I like the placement of the head. Glove up. Go. Next. Ready position. Go. Turn, point, tuck, and throw. Go.
Getting behind the ball, what's the purpose again, coach?
Purpose is to keep your feet moving and have yourself momentum to run up and have a nice strong throw.
Getting behind the ball.
Rather than, this is what it looks like when you don't, what he just did is what it looks like when you don't get behind the ball. It takes time away from your throw to the plate. Watch, catch the ball over your head. Go. Catch the ball over your head. Now stop. He's got to set himself from here. He's got to get all the way back into the throwing position and make a throw. If there's someone who's real fast on the bases, he's not going to have time to throw that guy out, no matter how strong his arm is. Now, get in the ready position and do it properly. Go. Now get behind the ball and come up throwing. He saved himself about 2 seconds right there. And that's the difference with throwing out a runner. It's very important when you're coming up or when you're waiting for the ball to have your feet moving, short choppy steps, and your glove foot is slightly in front. Because when you're going to catch, it's a step with the glove foot. And the follow step is the back foot coming forward. And now you're into your throwing. Go. Turn, choppy steps. Okay, you're gonna have to come forward more through the ball, which means you have to run past it. This is why the drop step is so important, because you have to run behind the ball. Go.
Behind it.
Okay, you can even get behind that more. That was good. Ready position, go. Get behind it, turn, come up throwing. Ready position, drop step and run. Ball's hit over your glove side, go. Get behind it. Okay, he was a little too stationary. He's got to really keep those feet moving. Go. Turn. Run up, catch, and throw. That was good. Next. field is remember when the ball is hit up in the air, you must catch the ball out in front of your face. It's important for you to keep your glove foot in front of your body. That's your lead foot. That's getting your shoulder in front so you're able to throw the ball. Ball's in the air, coming down, glove foot in front. Catch the ball up in front of your face with two hands, palms up. Two hands catching the ball. You're reaching for the seams and trying to get the ball out of your glove as fast as possible. As that's happening, your back foot is coming forward and your hands are separating from the glove. Next step is coming through the ball, pointing your glove to the target, the cutoff man. Now my whole body is sideways to the target. My front hip, my front foot, and my shoulder, along with my glove, are pointing to my target. This is my eagle position. Outfielders do it as well as infielders. My knuckles are to the sky and my back foot is sideways. The next move is to push off my back foot and start throwing while I tuck my glove and release the ball in front of my eye. After the ball is released, bending my back, my follow through, my arm follows through to my right knee and my back leg comes forward as I move in the direction of my throw. One more time. Palms up, catch the ball in front of your head, throw. The purpose of the crow hop is to get a little more momentum and velocity on your ball. As an outfielder, you have to throw the ball farther than an infielder. Sometimes the throw is about 120 feet. So it's important for you to get a little momentum, to get up in the air and push off those legs, which are important for a long, strong throw. You can practice this drill on your own, in your house, in your bedroom, in your backyard. As long as the footwork is right. As an outfielder on the Little League level, in order for a player to gain confidence in fielding ground balls, it is taught to field the ground ball with one knee down, keeping your body in front of the ball. We teach the glove side to stay up and the throwing side knee to go down, keeping the shoulders square to the ball. This is done when there is no one on base, just a base hit. Okay, and let's just show how it looks for us to go down on one knee, fielding a ground ball, keeping it in front of your body, no one on base. Go ahead. Keeping your shoulders square. This leg can move out a bit more, giving yourself a little more surface area. It's a very good job. Now, the head should be down here. The ball's coming toward you, and you should be able to watch the ball all the way into your glove. A very important factor when fielding a ball like this is not to get down into this position too early. What happens is players get down in this position too early and the ball will take a skip and go right by them. Okay, so it's important to know when you go down. Another important factor about fielding the ground ball with one knee down is guiding or sweeping the ball in with your throwing hand. Your glove will be flat on the ground, and as the ball approaches your glove, as a sweeping motion, you sweep the ball into your body, into your glove, bringing it into your body, come up and throw. Very good. Okay, do not neglect to get into the proper throwing position. Keep the ball in front of your body. Turn, point, tuck and throw. As you sweep the ball into your glove, you should be feeling for the seams so you can get the horseshoe and get the proper grip that you need to get on the ball. very important factor, keeping your body in front of the baseball. If the ball happens to take a bad hop and skip, your body's in front of it, and most likely it's going to skip off your body and stay in front of you. Then you can barehand the ball and make an accurate throw to the plate or to the cutoff man. It's important for you to keep your throwing knee down and keep your body in front of the baseball. A lot of times the ball will take a bad hop and skip up. When the player is in front of the ball, he can keep the ball, his body in front of the ball, and it can bounce off his body and stay in front of him, enabling him still to make a play. This also helps the outfielder watch the ball all the way into his glove. It's important for the outfielder to take his bare hand and guide the ball, sweep the ball into his glove. This is a drop step drill, an outfield drill for ground balls. Player's in a ready position, the ball's hit to his glove side, he wants to drop step so he can get around the baseball. A lot of times, when there's a long distance for the player to run, it's tough to cut a baseball off that's hit pretty hard. So what the player must do is drop step to the side that the ball's hit and get around it, going backward first. The reason why we also get around the ball, so when you're coming up throwing to make a throw to second base or home or wherever you're throwing, your shoulders are square to the ball and square to the target you're throwing to. Drop step. Drop step. When the player drop steps, it also cuts the angle down that he has to get to the ball. A lot of times the ball is hit very hard when it gets to the outfield, and running in a straight line may not be beneficial for the player to make that play. So what he has to do is drop step and get around the ball, running backward. On a play when a player happens to bobble the ball, it's important that the player pick the ball up with his bare hand. A lot of times players try to pick the ball up that they miss with their glove hand, and it takes too long, a lot of times not picking the ball up. What you want to do is just pick it up with your bare hand. If you bobble the ball, pick it up bare hand. We tell players to pick up the ball with their bare hand because it saves 2 seconds on a play, getting the ball into the cutoff man. When there's a man on second base and there's a ground ball hit out to the outfielder, he has to come through the ball with his glove to the side of his foot, right into a crow hop and throw, keeping his glove down on the ground. This play is not designed to field with two hands. This is strictly a play when the game is on the line and it's important for you to make an accurate throw to the plate. This is the only play where I'm going to tell you not to field with two hands. It's imperative that you charge the ball, field it to the side of your body, and go directly into a crow hop and a throw.
In all phases of baseball, at all levels of play, whether on offense or defense, we begin with a ready position. We are going to demonstrate the ready position for fielding a ground ball. The player will step up, separate his feet shoulder width apart for proper balance. He will bend at the knees, placing his weight on the balls of his feet. He will extend his glove, elbow over his knees in proper fielding position, the heel of the glove pointing down. As he steps forward, the glove drops to the ground. He secures the ball as he sweeps the ball into his glove. He funnels it into his middle. He sets, pivots, and throws. One of the ways in which a coach can determine if his players are in proper ready position is when a ball is hit to a player, he can notice that his arms are extended and his head is down, and he can see the button on top of the cap to indicate that he's followed the ball all the way into his glove.
The ready position is a position the players use just before the pitcher's about to pitch the ball. Players stay on the balls of their feet with their knees slightly bent. In the ready position, as an infielder, you should be in a crouched position, a little more crouched down than as an outfielder. More likely than not, an infielder is going to receive a ground ball.
This is a demonstration of our hip drill. It can be done both inside and outdoors. The drill is set to work on our ready position. Each player will face one another. They will separate their feet shoulder width apart, as in ready position to catch the ball. They will bend at the waist. They will extend their arms. They will bend to catch the ball and begin rolling and tossing the ball to one another. As the ball is rolled, you will extend and sweep the ball into your glove hand. The major coaching points that you'd want to check is that their feet are shoulder width apart and they're comfortably balanced, that they're extending their hands and sweeping the ball into their glove, and that their eyes are following the ball all the way from the moment released till the moment it is caught. The next drill in our sequence of developing the fundamentals for catching ground balls is our pickup drill. In this drill, each player will continue from their ready position, and as the coach rolls the ball to his left or right, he will move to secure the ball in the center of his body from his ready position and catch the ball. As the drill is in progress, the coach will check to see that he's securing the ball by sweeping it into his glove, that he can see the button on his hat, that his hands are extended, and he's catching the ball in the center of his body. Each coach looks at the four key factors: the movement of his feet, the extension of his arms, the bending of the hips, and sweeping the ball into his glove. Seeing the button on top of the hat, all key factors in catching a ball properly. next drill in fielding a ground ball is the crossover step. This step is used in particular when the player has to travel a certain distance left or right to get to the ball. If we begin by, once again, our ready position, when the ball is hit, the player must pivot and sprint to get to the ball. We determine that he is doing this properly because his glove foot is outside and planted, and he feels the ball in the center of his body. Walk back. Good.
This is the crossover drill with an overhand throw. Now, in this particular instance, the player is going to see the ball come off the bat, get to it by using the crossover step, picking it up, as we talk about sweeping it in, planting and throwing the ball. You need to do those things when you're playing in the infield or the outfield. You need to see the ball come off the bat. You need to get to it, pick it up, and throw it. Good job. Nice and smooth. That was very good. Good. That way to extend the arms. Good job. Good ready position. Nice balance. Balls of your feet, right? Elbow, glove, right out in front of the knee. You ready? Plant and throw. Okay. Make sure, gentlemen, use the crossover step, right? Good pivot. Nice pivot. That's it. Get behind the ball. Very good. Go to the ball. Look at this. Look, we're descending as we go to the ball. Nice and smooth. Very good. Okay, here we go. You ready? You ready? Good. Sweep it in. I'm seeing the top part of your cap, which we talked about. Very nice. Very, very nice. That's it, plant and throw. In this drill, the soft hands drill, the player will utilize the soft hands instead of his glove. At times, when using a glove, the player has a tendency to use one hand. With the soft hands, it has a flat surface, and the player is forced to use both hands, which is a great, great instrument to use. And also, you can make this out of wood at home if you don't happen to have a catalog to purchase. So let's take a look at the soft hands drill. The player will be in a ready position. At this time, I could either roll the ball straight to them, a little bit to the left or the right, so they could use the shuffle, and also the crossover. All these drills that we had spoken about, you could utilize in this drill. Main emphasis with the soft hands is to make sure you're fielding a ball with two hands. You want to create soft hands. That is so imperative. You ready? Good ready position. You got that glove hand elbow out in front of the knee. You're ready. Balls of your feet. That's an excellent job. Very nice job. Very nice job. I like that. Good. Come on, next guy. Step right up in there. Look nice and smooth. Good. I like the way you tuck that glove, that soft hands. Good. Sweep it right in there. Sweep it right in. Good. Come right to it. Good. I love that. That a way to be aggressive. That a way to come right to the ball, sweep it in. Good job. I can see the top part of your cap. I like that. That's very, very good. Very good. Good. That's okay. Hey, that's all right. Get the next one. Hey, you throw the ball away, you get the next one. Here we go. Good. Good throws. Very nice and smooth. The soft hands. Excellent, as you can see. That soft hands, look at this. He gets it down on the ground. Down on the ground. This is the backhand drill. The purpose of this drill is if the ball is hit to your backhand side and you're not able to utilize your shuffle step, the backhand will be implemented. Let's take a look. Let's get in good ready position. We talked about ready position. I'm low. I save the second. I'm down here. I'm not up here. I'm down here. Glove elbow out in front of the knee. Balls on my feet. Good bent knees, I'm right out here, gloves out here. The ball's hit, we're going to our glove hand side, gentlemen. Here I go, one, boom. We end up with our throwing side foot. That is imperative that we know that, our throwing side foot. Okay, my eyes, watch the ball go into the glove. And I'm low, again, I'm not up here, I'm not like this, I'm low. Eyes, watch the ball go into the glove. All right, and again, it's my throwing side foot. Your glove is open. Lotus, my glove is open. Okay, let's take a step back. We'll do it one more time, and then I'll roll some balls to you. All right, here it is. I'm not up here. I'm down here. I just saved a second. I'm down. Glove out in front. The ball's hit. We take that pivot. Glove and foot together. Eyes, watch the ball go into our glove. Throwing foot is what our glove is planted against. Glove and foot together. Just gonna field a couple. Glove and foot, good job. Okay, good. That a way to plant that back, that throwing foot. Very nice job, Ryan. Glove and foot, nice job. Again, Ryan did a nice job getting to the ball. Good backhand position. All right, good try. We got to get the other foot though, right? We want the throwing foot planted. The throwing foot planted. Knees are bent, real smooth getting to the ball. His glove is open, glove and foot together. Notice his eyes are watching the ball go into the glove. Okay, here we go. Good job, good effort, good effort. Good, plant, nice job. Hand drill. Good ready position. Glove elbow out in front of the knee. Stiff wrists. See the palm of the glove enables the fingers to get down. So when you go to feel the ball, the glove's down there. Here it is. I'm ready to go. I'm able to move. Ball's hit. Good pivot. Here comes the ball. Sweep it. Funnel it in. Crow hop. Throw. Here we go, gentlemen. Ball's hit. Pivot. Sweep it, funnel. Let's hustle back to our spots. Let's go, let's turn around. Here we go, gentlemen. Ready to go. Ball's hit. Funnel it. Plant and throw. Good, let me see. Get those fingers down too. Stiff wrist, no flipping of the glove. Plant and throw. Good ready position. Funnel it, plant, throw. That a way to funnel the ball. You see that glove? That's it. Balls of your feet. Good. Forehand side drill, looking good. Let me see it. Stay down low. Get over there. Keep going. Plant. Throw.